of the great things about live radio is that you can participate in the entire conversation. It's been a long time since we've done just plain old open lines here on Issues Etc. I'm going to be doing that here in the first hour of Issues Etc. for you. Your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. I have two subjects that are very closely related to bring up in this first hour of the program, open lines, and they both have to do with ads that have been running on television. Some of them haven't been running on television. We'll talk about that ad from the United Church of Christ, and we'll also talk about an ad that someone put me onto, and I think I'd seen it before, from Virgin Mobile, which is just a cell phone company. Very interesting ad. It's open lines, Issues, etc. during the first hour of the program here, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And although I have a few cards to put on the table, as usual in open lines, it's anything you want to talk about as well. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Just a little bit of old-fashioned open lines here on Issues, etc. Later in the program, Dr. Judith Reisman will join us. We're going to talk about that Kinsey movie. I was driving by the High Point Theater. I can't avoid it. It's on my way to work today. Did you see how they're billing this, Jeff? You drive the same way. You didn't see it. On their billboard, it says, "A Penetrating Study, Kinsey." Little double entendre there, don't you think? Well, it's a controversial movie about a controversial man. We'll be talking with Judith Reisman about this movie, Kinsey, and find out whether or not it contains even a grain of truth about that famous sex researcher. In the second hour of the program, Benny Hinn on the cross. And healing. And not a lot else. We'll be hearing from Benny Hinn there in the second hour of the program. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. The first ad I'm talking about, let's just listen to it. This came from the United Church of Christ. It was rolled out last week as part of a total $30 million advertising campaign on the part of that denomination.
No. Step aside, please. No way.
Now you got not bouncers you. Turning people away from the church door.
No.
It says Jesus didn't exclude people, neither do we.
The United Church of Christ. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here.
Now, we talked about this before. When they rolled it out, and then the very next day, CBS and NBC, just two networks among the many that were being paid to run this ad, decided they weren't going to run this ad from the United Church of Christ. And I was thinking to myself, wow. I mean, I'd watched the ad over the internet several times, and I thought it might have been slightly controversial, but I missed what CBS and NBC saw, which was when the bouncers are turning the people away from the church door at the beginning of the ad, saying, no, you can't come in, and then letting other people in, one of the couples that they turn away are two men holding hands. Now, I saw later in the ad two women with their arms around each other. Well, this is no big secret. The United Church of Christ is trying to position itself in the market. Its niche is, we affirm the homosexual lifestyle. Other people will turn you away. Now, will they turn you away? Uwe Simonetto yesterday said he knows of no church of decent standing that would turn away a homosexual. The question is, when you have them in the door, what do you say to them? Do you affirm their sin, or do you sternly, yet in love, speak the truth in love to them about the nature of their sin, as you do with all sinners that you let into the church, which includes me and you and everyone else? If the church were in the habit of turning away sinners from its door, none of us would ever get in on Sunday morning, including the pastors. The place would be empty all the time. I was surprised that CBS and NBC turned this one away or turned it down. They refused to air this church's television advertisement. Good money right on the barrelhead being paid to them to run this thing. And they said, no, it's too controversial. According to the press release surrounding this ad, and this is as of the last day of November, the CBS and NBC television networks are refusing to run a 30-second television ad from the United Church of Christ because its all-inclusive welcome has been deemed too controversial. Now, according to a written explanation from CBS, the United Church of Christ is being denied network access because its ad implies acceptance of gay and lesbian couples, among other minority constituencies, and is therefore too controversial. Here's the written statement in part. Because this commercial touches on the exclusion of gay couples and other minority groups by other individuals and organization, reads an explanation from CBS, and the fact that the executive branch has recently proposed a constitutional amendment to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman, this spot is unacceptable for broadcast on the CBS, and of course CBS also owns UPN, what does that matter, UPN networks. NBC also used the words too controversial when they rejected the ad. I think this is an outrage. This is an absolute outrage. That these two networks would turn down this ad from a church body. They say, because this commercial touches on the exclusion of gay couples and other minority groups by other individuals and organizations. They think, well, the issue of being too exclusion is the whole key to the ad. Yesterday, Uwe Seminetto said the ad plays into this notion that while the UCC affirms the homosexual lifestyle and therefore is inclusive, other churches who would say the homosexual lifestyle is a sin based upon God's word, by definition, must be exclusive. Now, first of all, let's just clear it up one more time. The homosexual is welcome in the church. Absolutely. The question is, when the homosexual is in church on Sunday morning, what do you do with their sin? What do you do with everyone's sin? Do you affirm it, or do you apply God's word of law to it? And when repentance is brought forth, God's word of gospel. But I think it's an outrage that CBS would and NBC would turn this down. If this is too controversial, this is mildly controversial in our culture. Mildly controversial, if you ask me. If this is too controversial, what will they do with something that is really controversial? Like if a church body actually had the guts, and I don't know of one yet that's been able to do this, the guts to actually put the most controversial subject in its commercials ever. Like, say, the cross of Jesus Christ, or his exclusive claims, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is the most exclusive claim ever made. One man saying he, and only he, is the way of salvation for everyone. You can't get more exclusive than that. Now, if CBS and NBC can't stomach the exclusive message in the UCC ad, what are they going to do if some church body or congregation has the guts to actually put Christ's exclusive claim on the air? If you're interested in having that exclusive claim have access to the public airwaves, I think you would be outraged with me. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I think conservative Christians should support the UCC efforts to get these ads on network television. Now, there are a couple other reasons, too, and let me go into them. But first of all, am I wrong? Do you disagree? Give me a call, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I think that the leaders of church bodies, wherever they may be, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Baptist, Episcopalian, Methodist, whatever, should be writing letters to CBS and NBC on behalf of the, and saying, please put those ads on. We don't necessarily agree with the message that they contain there, and we know that they're slamming us. We know that the UCC is slamming us, but please put their ads on because we're interested in the ideas of Christians having access to the public airwaves. And if that's too controversial, what are you going to do with our message, which says that there is only one way of salvation for all sinners? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Do you think that CBS and NBC should air these pro-homosexual ads by the United Church of Christ? Simple question. I want your answer. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And by the way, there are a couple other attendant reasons that are not so important. And one is, you know, the UCC is being honest. They are not doing any bait and switch, unlike the popular church growth mentality, where you'll see the billboards all over town and the pictures all over town. You get the idea that the church is some sort of a alternate country club where you can go and engage in some self-improvement and group therapy. And what they're really, when they get you in the door, really trying to give you is Jesus, even though some of them are even pretty inept at doing that, too. Rather than the bait and switch so popular among most church advertising, the UCC is simply being upfront. What's their message? Their message is, We affirm everybody. And they're being honest. And they're saying, we affirm everybody. Their good news, their quote-unquote gospel, they've replaced the true gospel with the gospel of tolerance, the gospel of all inclusion, of all affirmation. But at least they're being honest. That's another reason their ads should be run. They're being honest about what their message really is. There are no pigs and there are no pokes in this ad. It is simply an honest statement of what they believe. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And as time goes by here, there's another ad that I want to play for you. This one was from Virgin Mobile, a cell phone company. And I think it's a brilliant piece of advertising, by the way. You might have seen it on television. It has to do with the holiday that we should all be celebrating this time of the year. We'll get to that in just a moment. First, let's go to Herman, who's calling from Illinois. Herman, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you for taking my call. Just 2 points on that UCC ad. If it purportedly was going to cost them $30 million and now it's not going to be run, they're getting the effect of the publicity without spending the money, as well as being a shrinking denomination that they are. And also, here's another aspect. I think it's an attempt to get the message over that they're really competing for a very limited segment of the population that is homosexual, maybe 1%, maybe 2%. And I think you have Metropolitan Community Church, Episcopalian Church, even elements of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, Presbyterian USA, Unitarian Universalist, all have been competing for the homosexual appeal. I think they're finding out that the numbers just aren't that great.
Well, okay, good thoughts there, Herman. And that, of course, he's right. That what they are aiming at is they're aiming primarily at the homosexual population, saying, you are affirmed here, so come on. And they are dwindling, what did Uwe say yesterday? He said a minuscule less than 1% of the population denomination. 1.3 million people all said, and dropping 25% of their membership in the last last 15 or so years. Have evaporated. They used to be one of the largest denominations in the United States. Not the largest, but they used to be one of the largest denominations. So they're going after a niche, and of course they will discover that the numbers are not that great. But they're also, Herman, going after a larger population, which is those who also feel excluded for other reasons. And that's why the ad specifically ties being Hispanic, being Black, being single, with being gay and coming with your partner hand in hand to church. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Up next, Mike is calling from his car. Mike, welcome to Issues, Etc. Hey, Mike, are you there?
I am.
What's your question or comment, Mike?
Yeah, a question of, I just want to make a comment about CBS is airing Billy Graham tonight, and Todd was speaking about the most controversial message ever would be the message of the cross, and Billy Graham does get his word out on regular network TV at times, and I just thought I'd point that out to him.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Well, of course, Billy Graham always gets airtime. He's an institution. You could, if you really wanted to make people mad, you know, Christians aren't going to bat an eye, I don't think, that the UCC gets denied good paid-for airtime with their 30-second ad. They're going to bat an eye. They're going to say good for NBC and CBS for a change. Most of them will. I don't. But if Billy Graham, if they said, Billy, your message is too controversial, no. Now, why does Billy Graham get on the air? First of all, it's not a network buy. It's a local buy between Billy Graham and the local affiliate. We're talking here about the networks. Billy Graham isn't getting on Channel 4 or the CBS affiliates all across the nation. He buys local airtime. Much easier to do. Plus, turning Billy Graham down for airtime would kind of like be turning down a president for airtime, because Billy Graham's associations are far greater than just a man who preaches the gospel. Not to mention the fact, when you're paying for full-length airtime, half hour, hour long, whatever it is, Billy Graham gets ratings. It's that simple. Now, the UCC could get some local CBS affiliates to air their ad, too. It's the network they're having trouble with. They wanted to do a network buy. They wanted to say, we want to run on all your affiliates as part of your network advertising, and CBS and NBC said no. And I think that's an outrage. Let's say for the sake of argument that I had $30 million to spend, and I wanted to get the message of the cross and of Jesus Christ as the only way of salvation for all. The most exclusive and inclusive message you could possibly have. The only way of salvation for all. And I wanted to advertise during one of the many CSIs that runs now. CSI Miami. What if I wanted to advertise during Everybody Loves Raymond? Or King of Queens? Or The Swan? Or any other highly rated television program through the network, not locally, but through the network, where they own the commercial blocks, where they sell the time. Do you think that if they won't let the tame controversy of homosexuality on the air during that time, do you think they're going to let the real controversy, the real controversial message of the cross, the real offense, the real stumbling block on the air? I would like to see that real stumbling block be able to be on the air. And so I think we ought to be supporting the UCC's efforts to get this ad on the air. I think Christians should support it. What do you think? Am I wrong? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Not because I agree with the message that they're sending. In fact, I disagree with the message they're sending in more ways than one. But if this is deemed too controversial and too exclusive, what will they do with, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. There's another ad that's out there. This one is an advertisement, not from a church, but from a cell phone company, Virgin Mobile. What are they selling? Camera phones. You know what I'm talking about. The telephone that's also a digital camera. $20 or less. Wow. They found a brilliant, I think, whoever came up with this one, someone at Virgin or someone at an advertising agency, whoever came up with this one should get a raise. This is a brilliant ad. Listen.
It's okay if you're a Muslim, a Christian or a Jew. It's okay if you're agnostic and you don't know what to do. In all-inclusive celebration,
no contractual obligation.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
In some ways we're all monkeys, well maybe just a smidgen.
I'm a Scientologist.
That's kind of a religion.
Whose faith is the right one? It's anybody's guess.
What matters is camera phone for $20 less.
And there's never any hidden peace, so what a joyous day.
Your commitment means I'm proud to go both ways.
Happy Christmas,
this is going to be the best Christmas
Hanukkah
ever.
$20 off a camera phone plus free Friday and Saturday nights. It's a holiday for all of us.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to be watching that every time it comes on. Now, you can't get this on radio, but the first guy who's singing is kind of a quasi-Asian character just dressed in a suit. Then they have two rabbis sitting at a piano singing together. They have what appears to be Hindu or Buddhist, you never can tell, mixture with Santa Claus. There's a girl dressed as a cell phone, the one who says, I'm a Scientologist, that's kind of a religion. And then various other characters from various other Christmas holiday. Kwanzaa's in there someplace, although it's hard to pick it out. I think it's brilliant advertising, terrible theology. But the reason it's brilliant advertising is because it's terrible theology. This is the spirit of the age. Whoever figured this one out and said, what do you do during the holidays to advertise a cell phone? And remember, in advertising nowadays, the pitch doesn't have to have anything to do with the product. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the product. The only thing that has to do with the product when you're advertising something is you're advertising for women's underwear. You got to have a woman in underwear to advertise that. The pitch has to have something to do with the product, but in this case, you say, what do you do during the holidays? Well, if we do a Christmas one, we'll offend the Jews and the Muslims. And if we do a Kwanzaa one, we'll offend everyone else. And if we do a Hanukkah one, we'll offend other people. And there's always the pagans that we got to worry about offending. So let's just do them all at once. Let's do a Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa ad. And then at the end, put Tiny Tim there with his little crutches saying, this is going to be the best Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa ever. Brilliant. Terrible theology, but brilliant advertising. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to be watching it every time it's on TV. There's also an internet version of this that's a little more risque and a little more tame at the same time. But you got, what do you got? You got Christians in there, you got Jews, you got, at least in terms of the imagery, you got Hindus and Muslims, Buddhists. The internet version mentions pagans. What else is there? The Scientologists. You got the Scientologists in there too. They're kind of a religion. Something for everyone. And what are you doing? You're selling cell phones. You'll never forget it, that's for sure. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I want to hear from you on both of these ads. It's open lines, issues, etc. Here in the first hour, we're going into this break, but this break is a great time to call 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Car phone callers, first-time callers, internet callers will, as usual, get top priority. What's on your mind other than this? This is what's on my mind. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Oh, by the way, we will be hearing from Benny Hinn in the second hour of the program. Benny's got a little teaching, a little healing. He's got a little anointing going on. There's one point where, and you'll have to just stay tuned and listen for this, where Benny has got a guy who's being heel pegged here. He's got a guy, he knows he wears glasses, he's got a mustache, a white shirt, smoking a cigarette, about to turn off the TV, and Benny says, sir, you have lung cancer, and you've been afraid to go to the doctor. And Benny declares, it's just been healed. Right there on television. You'll hear it there in the second hour of Issues, etc. 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. Then from 5 to 5:30, we'll talk about the Kinsey movie with Judas Reisman.
It's okay if you're a Muslim, a Christian, or a Jew. It's okay if you're agnostic and you don't know what to do. In all-inclusive celebration,
no contractual obligation.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
In some ways, we're all monkeys. Well, maybe just a smidgen.
I'm a Scientologist.
That's kind of a religion.
Whose faith is the right one? It's anybody's guess.
What metaphors is camera foot for $20 less?
And there's never any hidden peace. Oh, what a joyous day.
Your commitment means I'm proud to go both ways.
Happy Christmas,
$20 off a camera phone plus free Friday and Saturday nights. It's a holiday.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, etc.
St. Paul writes, to the Galatian Christians, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Our Issues, etc. book of the month for December traces the tree theme from Jesus' birth in a manger to his death on the tree of the cross for sinners. Beautifully illustrated and wonderfully Christ-centered, this children's book is $12.99 plus shipping and handling. Call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and ask for A Tree for Christmas, 1-800-325-3040. Visit our website, issuesetc.org, and look under the What's New section for the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December, A Tree for Christmas, 1-800-325-3040, or issuesetc.org.
There's street children in Peru who need to know they're perfectly loved by their Heavenly Father. This Global Minute lets you hear this prayer request from Eduardo, who desires boys and girls in Lima to learn about Christ.
Well, this Christmas, I'd like you to pray for the street children of Peru. There are a lot of them, especially in Lima. So they always struggle with everything from getting food to getting a place to sleep. So it would be great if you could ask the Lord to protect them and help them with whatever they need.
Lima, the capital city of Peru, has an abundance of small squares, statues of national heroes, parks, and gardens. Cathedrals are also a common sight since many of Peru's 27 million people say they're Christians. This Christmas season, pray Christians in Peru will earnestly seek God and develop a closer relationship with Christ that will move them to help the hurting kids living on their streets. Get a better understanding of God's call on your life with information from missionvisionnetwork.org.
Welcome to the Meyer Minute. John Lennon was murdered 24 years ago today, in 1980, the act of a demented man. In the stresses of your life, how do you deal with your anger? Glenn Taylor and Rod Wilson write, "Anger is an experience that occurs when a goal, value, or expectation that I have chosen has been blocked, or when my sense of personal worth is threatened. This experience involves emotions, physiology, and cognitive processes, and expresses itself toward others, self, or the environment. So when you feel irritation, rage, anger, check yourself. What value, what goal, what expectation of yours is being threatened? And is it God's will being blocked in the situation, or are you ticked off because your selfish will is not being satisfied?" In a 1970 interview, John Lennon looked ahead. He said, "I hope we're a nice old couple living off the coast of Ireland," or something like that, looking back at our scrapbooks of madness. He became a victim of madness. Will you today take the energies that could be directed into crazed anger and direct them to good for others? Wow. "Lord, I'm a mix of emotions and thoughts. Come to me. Teach me to examine my anger and direct those energies toward the accomplishment of your will. Amen."
Issues Etc. has the perfect Christmas gift for your children and grandchildren. It's a book titled A Tree for Christmas. It's our Issues Etc. book of the month for December. You can find out more on our website at issuesetc.org. Just click the What's New section, or by calling Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours at 1-800-325-3040. A Tree for Christmas costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling. 1-800-325-3040.
Side, please. No way. Not you? I don't think so. No.
The United Church of Christ. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here.
That's the ad from the United Church of Christ that is and is not being played around the nation, part of a $30 million total advertising campaign that's planned for the next year. The initial rollout was only $1.7 million, and this television ad was the main thing. I want your opinion on this ad. Should it air or not? CBS and NBC, the networks, said, no, it's too controversial. Because? Why? Because it has a message of exclusion. It shows exclusion of gays along with other minority groups, and that... for that reason, both NBC and CBS deemed it too controversial. This exclusion by individuals and groups. These groups and individuals are actually shown excluding gays and lesbians along with other minority groups. Too controversial, they said. I think that's an outrage. That is a tame controversy. I think the church has a far more controversial message to put on the airwaves if it had the courage to do it and the wisdom to do it. And I would like to see that controversial message, the exclusive message of Christ as the only Savior for all sinners, and not by means of works, but by faith alone. Think about those solas of the Reformation. Those are exclusive, every single one of them. Grace alone, that's exclusive. Alone means nothing else, just grace. Faith alone, Christ alone, Scripture alone. That's an exclusive message. If we could get it out, is it too exclusive for the marketplace of ideas? I'd like your opinions on the UCC ad, and then, of course, also the ad being run by Virgin Mobile, their Chris Mahana Kwanzaa commercial, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I think our listeners think they're being led into a trap when I ask for your opinions on this. This is just my opinion. I am open to correction here. I think the UCC ad should be run by CBS and NBC, although I disagree with its message. And I think that the Chris Mahana Kwanzaa ad is brilliant advertising and terrible theology, but the reason that it's brilliant advertising is because it is the terrible theology that is the spirit of the age, religious pluralism. And I'm open to be corrected here. I think both ads should be on the airwaves. So I have no thus saith the Lord on this. This is just a matter that is neither here nor there, and I think we could probably honestly disagree. And I invite those who disagree to call 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. It's Open Lines, Issues, etc. This Wednesday, it's the 8th day of December, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Back to the phones. Bill is calling from his car. Bill, welcome to Issues, etc.
Yes, sir. About that Virgin Mobile ad, pagans were mentioned. And I've been hearing more references to pagans lately than ever before. And I grew up with the impression that pagans and paganisms were a group defined by Christianity. And it seems to me that, with the exception of Judaism, and Christians who have their roots in the God of the Bible, that pagans just included everybody else that worshiped false gods like Hinduisms and Jainisms and whatever. And my question about all this is, when, it seems recent, but when did paganism begin to get its own standalone credibility?
Well, Bill, I think you've answered your own question in many ways, and let me walk you back through it. First of all, you're right. Scripture does use the word pagans. It uses, there are two different terms here, and we need to distinguish between the two. There's heathen, which means godless people, people who have no gods. There's no such thing, but there's a term, heathen, which kind of means the godless masses. And then there are the pagans, who are everyone else other than Christians. And this is Scripture's view. You've got, and now in the Old Testament, it might have been termed Israel and the nations, or which is just, look, the term Gentile is just a word that means the nations. It's not an ethnicity. It's everything but the people of God. And this is Scripture's view. Very exclusive, by the way. It's a very exclusive way of defining one's religion. There's us, and then there's everybody else, the pagans. Now, Bill asks the question, when did paganism, and in Scripture's view, it would include everyone but Christians. It would include Jews. It would include Muslims. It would include Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs. It would include the cults. It would include every religion save Christianity. So when did paganism come into its own? There are two answers to that, I think. Number one, when Christians stopped defining paganism as paganism, when they started saying, yeah, you're a Buddhist, but you're not a pagan. You're a Jew, but you're not a pagan. You don't worship our God, or maybe you do. I don't know. I don't know the first commandment. I forgot the first commandment. And then they started defining pagans as something other than anything but Christian. They basically took the exclusive definition of Christianity. What they really were trying to do is broaden the definition of Christianity. And by doing so, they narrowed the definition of pagan down to what? Well, you ask any apologist or cult expert, and they'll say, well, the narrow definition of pagan is now, it used to mean everybody who wasn't Christian. Now it means people who worship nature in some form or another. People who worship the earth god, Druidism, various other nature religions. Now, that's a narrow definition of pagan. That's the popular definition nowadays. It's not Scripture's definition, by the way. Scripture said, we don't care whether you worship Allah, Baal, Molech, the earth, it makes no difference. You're a pagan. No offense, but you're a pagan because you don't worship the true God. How did it gain respectability? Christianity, the Christian church gave paganism respectability by backing away from the scriptural definition. And so now, it's gotten beyond just saying, well, pagans are only those who celebrate the solstice or who worship according to the cycles of nature. Now there's been even more respectability attached to it, and that is, well, if you're going to gather as a Christian, you're going to say, hey, Buddhist, we know you're not Christian, but you might be Christian-ish. Jews, we know you're not Christian, but you might be Christian-ish. In other words, you're not pagans. You don't worship a different God or a false God. Maybe you just worship the same God and we differ on the details. Insignificant details like Jesus and things like that. Well, when you do that, you cannot logically exclude pagans narrowly defined, can you? You really can't even call pagans at that point. Because if you're going to say, well, all religions in one form or another, even, you don't even have to say all religions are the same thing. You can just say, and you don't even have to say all roads lead to God. But you could say all roads at least are pointed toward God. And these other roads will only take you so far to God, and then they kind of peter out. That's not what Scripture teaches. Scripture teaches that there's one road to God, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead. And all other roads don't lead to God only to a point and then stop. They lead away from God, directly away from God, as far away from God as you can get. Now, this is a good question, by the way, in this season of Christmas Hanukkah, to ask your pastor. Ask him, are Mormons, are Jews, are Muslims pagans? And ask him this, Pastor, I'm not really interested in what you think at this point. You tell me what the Bible says about it. Now, if you differ in your opinion with what the Bible says, then tell me you do, please. If he answers no, it's a pretty good indication you might have a liberal pastor on your hands. If he's unwilling to say they're pagans, because Scripture says they are, if he's unwilling to say that they're, in other words, if he says, okay, we've got Christianity over here, and then we've got the real bona fide pagans way, way, way over there, and in between, we kind of got this spectrum of beliefs, and some of them are more Christian than others, and, oh yeah, they deny Jesus Christ, but they're still more Christian in other respects. You probably got a liberal pastor on your hands. It's a good diagnostic question during this season of Christmas Hanukkah. I want to hear from you on this NBC and CBS refusal to run the ad for the United Church of Christ, the ad that shows, among others, gay couples being turned away from a church door by bouncers at a velvet rope. The message of the ad that's flashed up on the screen briefly is, Jesus did not exclude people, neither do we. And then comes the tagline for the United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on your journey of life, you're welcome here. Now, CBS and NBC said that's too, because it shows and depicts the exclusion of homosexuals along with other minorities by certain individuals and groups, it's too controversial. The depiction of exclusion was too controversial for CBS and NBC. So CBS and NBC said you can't show people being excluded. What are you going to do if a church wants to run an ad that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The most exclusive words ever spoken by one who claimed to be the only way of salvation. CBS and NBC, I think they're wrong to refuse to air these UCC ads. What do you think? 505-7850 1-800-730-2727. Calling from his car, Steve is on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hey, I have no problems with either commercial. You know, in some respects, both of them are intellectually honest.
Sure.
Because that's, I was laughing to myself. What they forgot to put on the UCC line is whatever you believe, since they don't really hold any type of true doctrine anymore.
Well, you know, that's true. Maybe there was not complete honesty.
The problem though is, if they don't believe it, they don't know what they don't believe because they don't believe in anything.
You're right, Steve. Maybe the ad should just end with the tagline, "Whatever, whatever." We're the United Church of Christ. You're always welcome here. Whatever. Thank you very much, Steve. I did mention this before when we were talking about this. The entire ad campaign is called God is Still Speaking, comma. Not God is Still Speaking, period, or God is Still Speaking, exclamation point, or God is Still Speaking, colon or semicolon. God is Still Speaking, comma. And the logo for this advertising campaign that's not only in the public media, but within the congregations of the United Church of Christ is a comma. That little punctuation, a comma. And then the motto is, don't put a period where God has put a comma. Gracie Allen once said that. And Gracie Allen, the great theologian of our modern age, obviously should be listened to. But I admire the UCC, at least in this. They are being honest about they affirm homosexuals. They affirm this sin. It's not a question of whether you can get into the church, because any church will permit a homosexual to come. The question is, what do you say when they come? Do you affirm the sin? Or do you condemn that along with all sins of every sinner, including myself and you? What I find almost, and this has only come to me in the last couple of days as I've been thinking about, what I find even more amazing is that the UCC is arguably the most liberal church body in existence on the planet today. I can't think of one more liberal in every sense of the word. In Wilkins' definition, and in the classical definition, and the theological definition, whatever definition you want to apply, the UCC takes the cake. Their General Assembly during the summer was, and the logo for the General Assembly was Gaia the Earth Goddess cradling humanity in her arms. And we talked earlier about the choirs that sang, dressed people who were basically cross-dressing as opposite genders. They sang their traditional Christian hymns all the while they were disrobing to reveal their true genders. Right there at the assembly of the UCC the last time they met. The most liberal. And yet their advertising campaign is intellectually and theologically honest. They're wrong, but they're willing to say, this is who we are, this is what we believe. If you're homosexual, we affirm you and your lifestyle. They are being honest. Now, what amazes me is contrast that with so-called conservative churches, where you never know what you're going to get. What do they advertise? You don't know what they believe based upon what they advertise. You would think they're advertising the latest line in casual wear by some of their billboards. Dad and mom nicely dressed, or maybe a new subdivision of kind of upper income homes, or maybe a country club or a golf club. It's hard to tell what they're advertising. And then when you get there, I can guarantee you walk into the most liberal of the UCC churches on a Sunday morning, and they will say in their bulletin, they might even, their pastor or pastorette might stand up and say, we affirm people of all races, creeds, religions, you name it. We are truly a church of whatever. We are all inclusive. That's honest. You walk into some of these quote-unquote conservative churches, and you still get past the billboard, you still can't tell what they believe. You could spend 2 hours there. You'll sing about God in a generic way. Jesus might get honorable mention occasionally, although it's very difficult to tell what Jesus you're talking about. The pastor's going to stand up and say a lot of very nice things, very platitudinous things. You'll walk away better informed on how to, say, fix your marriage or parent your kids or vote. But what they believe about Jesus still remains a mystery. There's a real contrast there in honesty, truth in advertising. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. And again, on that issue of the ad for Virgin Mobile, the cell phones, it's brilliant advertising and terrible theology, but it captures the spirit of the age as only advertising can capture the spirit of the age. Only advertising can do this with humor, with a little bit of truth, and of course, you can show the picture is worth a thousand words. And what is Virgin saying? They're saying, look, what really unites us is camera phones for under $20. What really matters during this holiday season is you can get one of our phones. Now go out and buy it. It's the best news that you'll find this season, and what you believe doesn't really make any difference. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian, a Muslim, or a Jew. What really matters is camera phones for $20 or less. That's honest. That's what they really believe. When the church tries to mimic Madison Avenue and its advertising savvy, for some reason the church doesn't feel like it can be as honest as a cell phone company. The cell phone company has enough confidence in its product, so to speak, that it says, look, Santa Claus doesn't matter, Jesus doesn't matter, Kwanzaa doesn't matter, Hanukkah doesn't matter. What really matters is we sell everybody cell phones at cheap prices. Even the Scientologists. That's honest. And when the church takes up and tries to mimic the marketing genius, apparently they don't have the kind of, except for maybe the UCC, who have decided their message is the affirmation of sin, they don't have the intellectual honesty or the confidence in their product to say, we can just say what it is we're about. And let the chips fall where they may. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Bill is calling from his car. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Issues, etc.
Hello, Pastor Todd. I have a threefold statement, and since I'm driving, I'd like to make it and comment on it.
Sure.
The scripture that says to cry aloud and spare not, show my people their sin. Also, are we invoking the wrath of God on this nation? I think that should be enough of my statement. If you comment on that while I hang up, please.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Bill. Well, are we invoking the wrath of God on this nation? I can't say anything more than what Scripture says. The wrath of God, this is Paul. The wrath of God is being revealed against all unrighteousness. That's not exclusive to the United States or to any particular nation, all those who suppress the truth in wickedness. Now, if you read Paul beyond that, and please do, all of you, you will discover that he's not talking about the UCC that is deciding to affirm sin only. He's talking about every one of us. Each and every one of you, he ends up saying, is without excuse. All have been consigned to disobedience so that God might have mercy on all. So that's the second part of your question. Now, the passage, cry aloud and spare not, this is really what the church has been given to do. Do we have the courage of our convictions to say the message that we have that says sin is sin and, as Paul says, incurs the wrath of God, and yet God's wrath has been taken for sinners by Jesus Christ? Do we have the courage of our convictions with that message in our hands and in our mouths to simply speak it or to put it in a commercial? You know, when the message of the cross of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins gets pushed out on Sunday morning because the savvy marketing mentality said, you know, if we could leave Jesus out of our billboards, if we can leave the cross out of our advertisements, What about Sunday morning? Think about what we could do. We could turn all of Sunday morning into a giant experiential billboard. Now, we'll keep Jesus back. Eventually, we might deliver him in some form. But we got to kind of soften the consumer up. When the cross of Jesus Christ is taken out of the center of Sunday morning, what's sung, what's preached, what's prayed, when the message of the forgiveness of sins because of Christ's perfect death, death and resurrection for sinners is assumed, omitted, downplayed, ignored. I can't think of something that would incur God's wrath more than that. I can't think of something that would... What does it say? God's overwhelming desire is that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. This one thing we know about God. This is what he desires above all things. All men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And when his own church withholds the truth, I bet you that probably makes God, well, I mean, this is my opinion, makes God angrier than when the UCC affirms homosexuality. When people who know the truth, you could argue that the UCC doesn't know the truth any longer, but when churches that know the truth withhold it, definitely the object of God's wrath. But one place where you will not find the cross omitted is in our Issues, Etc., book of the month for December. It's a children's book. It's a Christmas book. It is not a Chrismahana Kwanzaa book. It's a Christmas book. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. Not just his birth, but his life, his ministry, his death, and his resurrection. It traces the theme of wood through all aspects of our Lord's life, death, and resurrection. It's called A Tree for Christmas. The book is $12.99 plus shipping and handling. This is beautifully illustrated, wonderfully cross and Christ centered, $12.99 plus shipping and handling. Call Concordia Publishing House. You still have about an hour today to do so. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for A Tree for Christmas. 1-800-325-3040. Or you can go to our website and find out more about the book. Issuesetc.org. Look under the What's New section. Concordia Publishing House also has two bookstores here in the St. Louis area. If you walk in and just say, give me the Issues, Etc., book of the month for December, I can't wait, my kids need this book, they'll hand it to you. One at 3558 South Jefferson in the heart of the city, and then here on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, 801 DeMunn. Follow the signs to the CPH bookstore and ask for the Issues, Etc., book of the month for December, A Tree for Christmas, Benny Hinn's take on the cross, when we come back in the second hour of Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for Issues, Etc. to continue. Our address is Post Office Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri 63117. Or you can contact us via our website at www.issuesetc.org. That's www.issuesetc.org. For a cassette copy of the program, call 1-800-737-0172. That's 1-800-737-0172. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station or the Jubilee Network. Issues, Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.